right. Hello and welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us today. This is our Q&A Thursday evening call, and I'm very happy to be here with you today. Now, before we get started with our Q&A, as always, I'm going to read our disclaimer, and then I'm going to give you a few technical details as far as asking questions is concerned. My name is Annika Konstantin, and on behalf of the Healing Codes, I welcome everybody to this call. Today is June 17th, 2021. It's now 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and everything on this call is being recorded. The recording is available to registered members as a download from our website. So on www.dralexanderlloyd.com with one L, under free resources. And this is our disclaimer. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. Since we're going to be talking about the issues of health and well-being, we want to make sure that you understand that this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in this presentation is the opinion of myself, Annika Konstantin. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns that you may have. The main purpose of this call is to answer questions about doing the Healing Codes process or any of the other methods known by Dr. Alex Lloyd. Uncertainty about doing it right will slow down your progress. Your questions often serve the needs of others on this call or people who will listen to the recording at a later time. So today we're asking those of you who are uncertain about part of the Healing Codes process to ask questions. Another purpose is to validate people who want to tell us of their successes using the Healing Codes, because these stories encourage you as you do this work. When you hear other people describe their own efforts, challenges, and successes, you can more easily form pictures of your own healing journey. So with that being said, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm going to give you a few technical details right now before we get started with a healing code that we're going to be doing together, and I'm going to guide you in that. Excuse me for one moment.
Issue with my screen. Just going to have to fix that quickly. I'm so sorry about that.
All right, I hope you can hear and see me. And I'm going to change that microphone.
All right, so sorry about that, everybody. I think you should be able to hear and see me now. Now, before we do our healing code, I'm just going to share with you quickly how you can ask questions. Now, for those of you who are with us on Zoom on this webinar platform, you should see a little box on the bottom of your screen, which says Q&A, and it looks like two little speech bubbles right there. So if you click on that icon there, you can type in your question, which I will then see here in our platform, and I can then read your question and answer it at the same time. You, of course, also have the opportunity to raise your hand, which I think you should also see at the bottom of your screen, to raise your hand. And then I will unmute you so you can ask your question live. I think you should be able to turn on your camera, but you don't have to, of course, it's up to you. And if you are calling in from a phone number, you can of course also attend via phone. And if you would like to ask questions, you can just press *9 on your keypad, which will also raise your hand here on Zoom. All right. So with that being said, I'm going to guide you through a universal healing code, which a lot of you may be familiar with if you've read the book, The Healing Code by Dr. Alex Lloyd and Dr. Ben Johnson, or perhaps if you've come to Dr. Alex through another forum, perhaps on social media, you are probably familiar with the Universal Healing Code. And Now, if you have an issue, perhaps you've been working on an issue with the healing code or with one of the other methods by Dr. Loy, perhaps Trilogy, memory engineering, or a lot of them. So we have a lot of them and whatever your favorite may be. traditionally, we work with the healing code on our Q&A, but of course you can ask any types of questions regarding all the other methods as well. I am certified in them as well, so whatever your question may be. Now, if you have been working on an issue, I would like you to, or I would invite you right now to kind of think of that issue just briefly. And you can, of course, address that, or perhaps something came up right now or today that's been bothering you and you want to address that and just gain some peace regarding that issue. So whatever the case may be, I invite you to close your eyes. I'm going to do the same. And just try to tune into yourself right now and to that issue that perhaps you have chosen to address right now. Just take a nice deep breath and relax. And if you'd like, you can rate that issue on a scale from 1 to 10, just to give yourself some information on how strong it is, how strongly you feel that issue right now, how much it bothers you. And now ask yourself how that issue makes you feel emotionally. What's the accompanying negative feeling, emotion, belief, thought that you connect to that issue? And rate that on a scale from 1 to 10. Could be one negative emotion, could be several. But just kind of tune into yourself and see what comes up for you. And now we're going to take it a step further. And I would like to invite you to ask yourself a question. Ask yourself, can I remember an earlier time in my life where I have felt the same set of emotions or this negative emotion in particular that I have identified? So perhaps if you're feeling fear, anxiety, anger, sadness, low self-worth, whatever the case may be, or a combination of them, is there anything that pops up? Could be a particular situation, an occasion. It could be also a time span in your life. Perhaps that's something you would experience a lot as a child or as a teenager, for example. So it could be either or. It could be just a picture. It could be kind of like a movie within you. Whatever the case may be, just see if anything pops up. You don't have to do a lot of digging, but if something pops up, that would be something you could include in your prayer. And just ask and pray that this particular memory, whatever may have come up, be healed first, because this is one of the first root causes of this issue, whether it's an external issue as far as health may be concerned, or a relationship, a success issue, or even more of an internal issue. If you don't have an external issue you would like to address, we are always attending the issues of the heart, the spiritual underlying issues. So if you have been able to identify a memory, that's very, very helpful, because it tends to speed up that process of that healing. And of course, your heart will connect all and any of the other memories that may be connected to this original issue, whether that's the original memory or one of a few, or whether it's a generational memory, whatever the case may be. All right. So I would like to give you just a few moments to say a prayer from your heart, or to speak and say, whether out loud or internally, a request or a prayer, like I said, regarding that issue that you have chosen today. And then I am going to say a prayer for all of us, and we're going to be doing the healing code as a group together. And I would, of course, also like to invite you to just focus on something loving, peaceful, healing right now. It could be a truth focus statement. It could be a new positive belief that you would like to instill. Or, of course, you can always just relax and just allow that to work within you. So whatever the case may be, it's up to you. Just follow your gut. Also, when as far as a focus is concerned, all of it is legit and everything goes. All right. So please go ahead and say a prayer. All right, if you have not finished your prayer, you can, of course, continue praying even while we do the healing code together. It's up to you, whatever you feel most comfortable with. Dear God, I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, now state your problem or issues and all memories connected to that, would be found open and healed by filling me with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Amen. You may focus on your breath. Just take nice deep breaths from your belly, from your stomach. And we get started with both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. All right, and you may place both hands over the middle of your chest if you'd like, or you can just rest your hands, whatever feels most comfortable. Take a nice deep breath once more. Just let it process a little bit. If you have some water with you, you may drink some water. All right. Again, welcome everybody. Thank you for being here. It's a pleasure to assist you today with your questions or with your comments, anything that you would like to share. It could be healing code related. It could be related to any of the other methods like trilogy, memory engineering. So whatever your questions may be, you are very welcome to ask them. Again, you can use the Q&A icon and our little chat box here if you're with us on Zoom. Or of course you can always raise your hand, and if you are with us on the phone you can raise your hand by pressing *9 to ask a question. All right, so the podium is yours. If you have any questions, you may come forward. All right, so I see that Patricia raised your hand. I'm gonna unmute you. All right, so you should be able to unmute yourself, Patricia.
Hi, Annika.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. I have some technical questions. Right now I'm seeing my name. Does that mean if I could enable the video as well if I wanted?
Let me see.
Not that I do want. I'm just curious if you, because I don't remember seeing that last week.
Yes. You know, there is an option. What I think I have to do, or what we have to do, is we have to, I can't do that right now, I don't think.
All
because
right. I'm curious. Also, I know, yeah. I know you mentioned a phone number and pressing *9, but mm-hmm. What is that phone number? How do you find out what it is?
I can tell you right now. I would just have to go quickly into Zoom and I can just let you know right now. I'm going to ask to have that number placed also in the email, but just hold on one second. I'm going to tell you.
What email is that? Oh, because I see it's...
Yeah, it gets announced in our weekly newsletter or the... Oh,
I don't get that now.
You don't get that. Okay.
I did, but then I was getting emails from a lot of people and I just unsubscribed to a lot. So I should resubscribe or I should take it out of the... I should
yes.
do something about
yes.
that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's in the email, is it?
It's in the email, exactly. And... I think I'm not able to see the number right now.
It's all right.
Because we are holding this meeting right now, so I'm not able to access.
Okay. As long as I know, I need to check my own email life to fix that up. Yeah.
Yeah, but in any case, there is a number. There's if I think you can Google it yourself even. So if you put Zoom and I think... it's call in numbers or something of that sort, international call in numbers. And then what's going to happen, you will see a bunch of numbers for the US.
Yeah.
And then in the email that you, or it's always the same ID, which I can read it to you right now. And if you'd like to take note of that,
it
should be, and I think you got an email since we started the Zoom meeting. So it's 884.
Yeah.
9600.
Okay.
7519.
Okay.
And that's the ID. So once you know that number, so you can Google it, and then you just, they're going to ask you to type in that number on your keypad on that ID to access this meeting that we're having today.
Do you need a password then?
I do not think so. I don't see it here, at least. I think it's without a password. So
is there only one number in the US that I would need to call? I mean, when I Google the numbers in the US mm-hmm. for call in Zoom, there's only one that it could be.
Mm-hmm. I think there should be several, but let me check.
So
I think I found it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
It doesn't matter which one I choose.
No, I mean, there's one, I think you're in New York, so you could choose that one. There's one for New York.
I see.
First one.
Interesting.
I don't know if you found it, but I can just tell you right now which the number. I just found it.
Okay.
It's 929.
All right.
205.
Okay.
6099.
All right. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, I mean, you want to know both ways of connecting just in case.
Right. Yeah.
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 929-205-6099.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But I think actually if you resubscribe to that newsletter, it should have all the information there. So for folks who would like to join us on Zoom, or for those who would rather, you know, be with us on the phone. So whichever you prefer.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you have anything you would like to share? Any questions you would like to ask today?
I'm still working on my issue with the exhaustion. I'm still working out what could possibly make that happen. You know, I felt better for a few days. Here's the pattern. I'll feel better for a few days, and then I'll think, I want to do something to celebrate feeling better. So that usually involves having some kind of food that isn't good for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday I had a slice of, it was vegan pizza, actually, vegan mm-hmm. cheese and a Coke. And, so, and I couldn't sleep because of the darn Coke.
Mm.
And I ended up getting up extremely late today. And I had a lunch that didn't affect me adversely, but then I had a great outside. I stopped at a place outside. Later on, I was sitting down and I bought a grapefruit juice, and that sounds innocuous enough. But after I had it, I can't even tell you how awful I felt. Mm. And I've heard that juice is, you know, not a great thing to have. Even fruit juice, it sounds mm-hmm. like it's a good thing because the sugar in it goes straight to you or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's what I'm, you know, what must have been the problem. So I really do have to be very, very careful. And I'm still not at the point where I'm disciplining myself to be as careful as I need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't say it isn't a struggle. It is. But at least I had some good days. I did.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when I'm feeling good, that the hard part is when I'm feeling good, not to just backslide. Because mm-hmm. I have to keep at it, keep going up, you know, up down the right path, rather than thinking I can just resort to my old ways. Because mm-hmm. it's my whole orientation needs to be different in terms of what I eat and drink. You know, otherwise I have these terrible days where I feel just like hell.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, life is too precious to waste like that. So it's a struggle.
Mm.
But I know what I have to do anyway.
Yeah. Well, God bless you, Patricia. And it's a journey, you know, and I think what's great is that we can always get back on track. And even if we, you know, we slip a little bit, well, that's okay. You know, we can,
yeah.
we're not perfect. So it happens,
I keep learning the same lesson. I don't know when I'm going to learn it well enough, but you know, I really do learn it because I thought I did. I thought I did that.
Yeah.
But you know, to backslide with grapefruit juice is different from backsliding with some crazy bunch of chocolate or whatever.
Right.
I'm still learning.
So yeah. Yeah.
Next time I have to sit down at a cafe because a friend was there and we were chatting, I'll just get water. That's all. If I have to get mm-hmm. something, just plain water.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know. Now I actually know.
Yeah.
So it's all a work in progress anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I was so grateful to be able to do the coding tonight because, I really do need it with an issue. And it gave me further inspiration to work on that particular issue, which I haven't really thought about in a long time, but it's a very important issue. So I was grateful that we did the code tonight because I was
wonderful.
Able to work on that. Yeah.
Well, that's great to hear. Very happy.
Thank you.
All right. Well, do you have anything else you would like to share or ask right now?
Not at the moment, but if I do, I'll raise my hand again.
All right. Perfect. Wonderful.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Patricia.
Okay.
All right. So I think we have a few questions here in our Q&A box. Okay. So Lily asked a question, is Trilogy to be used in place of the healing code? What is the order to do the Trilogy? All right, so Lily, Trilogy can be used in place of the healing code, instead of the healing code, or can even better, it can be used together. What that means is that, you know, you could do, let's say one Trilogy per day and or two Trilogy processes per day, and then perhaps one or two or three healing codes. And what we usually suggest is doing the healing code right after we do a Trilogy. Now, for the Trilogy, what's the order? I wonder if what you mean, if you would like to have the entire process shown, is that what you're asking? Or I can tell you that there's 3 minutes, and the first one is the tapping. So we tap specific points. which is minute number one, is tapping, which is tapping meridian points and acupuncture, acupressure points. Then minute number two is the healing code, which is a combination of kind of like a universal healing code. And then minute number three is activating the conception and governing vessel, which is kind of, you know, the midline of the body goes once around the body and kind of starting at our base, meaning basically between our legs and going down our spine and coming back up. So it's kind of like a, you know, full circle. And this is what we call the governing and conception vessel. It's sometimes called yin and yang in Chinese medicine, traditional medicine. And we also activate the healing, the energy centers. Sometimes they're called chakras, but we have, you know, energy centers that are placed in our bodies, and those are activated as well. If you'd like to, for that to be demonstrated, I could definitely do that. So if that's what you're asking, please do let me know. And if not, I can also point you towards a more thorough training, a free training that Dr. Alex recorded of Trilogy. So you can actually learn alongside with him, which may be even a little bit better than me showing it to you quickly right now. So whatever you prefer, Lily, please let me know. All right, and I'm gonna go ahead and read Paul's question. Paul wrote, I have done phase one and moved on to phase two. I've worked on some specific problems and used some of the codes from phase one in the 3-day phase two format. At this point, is it okay to become more intuitive about what to work on rather than following a strict system? Or would doing phase one again be useful? Great and excellent question, Paul. Thank you for asking. Just to clarify, I think, and if that's not what you're talking about, it seems to me that you're talking about the healing code manual. It sounds to me like you are. And of course, at this point, you can definitely become more intuitive. What could be helpful is perhaps doing the Heart Issues Finder or even the Relationship Issues Finder on our website on dralexlloyd.com. There you will find all of the different tests that we have that can help you pinpoint some of the issues to focus on in the 12 categories. So what you could do is just kind of see, you could either take one of the tests and just see according to the test, which categories need more TLC, so to speak. And then you can just work on those for a while. Or of course, just like you asked, you can absolutely be or become more intuitive with your process and just kind of, you know, feel it out, so to speak. And that's absolutely valid as well. Whatever you feel is most helpful to you. So there's no strict way that we have to follow. Those are all recommendations. They work really well. So what some people do is they actually rotate through the 12 categories over and over. And that's all they do. I personally would probably recommend a combination of those. So it's always good to go to come back to the more, let's say, structured approaches, you know, because they do help us also to perhaps see things that we may not see so much if we follow more, you know, the intuitive part, which of course, you know, the intuitive part will also take us places that we may not see if we just follow the structured approach. So all of it is valid. And so whatever you feel would be most helpful. So I hope that answers your question. If you have any more questions regarding that, please reach out or clarify. And if there's anything else I can help with, do let me know. All right. Okay, Lily says that she watched the video with Dr. Lloyd doing the trilogy. However, she was wondering if there was a written version. Yes, Lily, there is a written version. If you'd like, I can send you that version via email, or let me see if I can send it here. No, I don't think I can. I'm sorry. But if you would like to send me an email, I'm going to type it right here. This is my email address. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me just fix my screen again. I'm so sorry. I'm having some issues today with my... All right. Okay, there you go. Sorry about that. Okay, you should be able to see me again. So I am typing in my email. It's annikac@thehealingcodes.com. So for all of you, if you are interested in sending me an email, it's right there. And if you are interested in getting that written version of the trilogy process, please do reach out and I'm very happy to send it to you. And yeah, so no problem. Okay. We did get another question, which I'm going to come to right now. I'm going to read it first. This is also from Lily. I'm not sure if this is you, Lily, but we received your question today. It was forwarded to me from our team. And I'm not sure, Lily, if this is you or another Lily, but I'm just going to read the question. I've been diagnosed with ALS about 9 months ago. I heard about Dr. Ben Johnson and how he healed with the healing code. I have been doing the codes about 4 times a day. I listened to Dr. Lloyd's trilogy and all the other energy exercises he suggested. I was wondering if there is a list of these other exercises and the order in which I need to do them. I have strong spirituality, but want to do my part as well. Lily, thank you so much for your question, and may God bless you. I'm very sorry to hear about your diagnosis. Now, if I'm not sure if the other energy exercises, which ones they are specifically. Now, if Lily, you are with us on this call, please do reach out if you would like to specify. Now, if this is about the order of trilogy, of course, I can send it to you via email. And also, as far as the healing code and the frequency is concerned, now ALS is a very, what I would recommend is doing the healing code or trilogy as much as possible. Of course, without overwhelming or without stressing yourself about it, but the more you can do, the better. I know that when Dr. Ben Johnson was working, or when he was doing the healing code to get better, he was working with it even several hours per day sometimes. So whatever you can do would be wonderful. The more, the better in this case, I would say. But of course, again, if you do not have the time to do it more, whatever you can do. So if it's just if four times is the maximum you can do, wonderful, right? But if you do have more time, perhaps to squeeze in some more exercises, that would be even better. That is one of my suggestions. And I would definitely, regardless of which of the tools you use, I would definitely recommend that you look at the 12 categories just to see which categories you would like to focus on more, because they are a representation of your heart, and all of the issues that you could ever have, all the issues that you could ever find are to be found in these 12 categories. So that's the wonderful thing about it. It gives us kind of like a framework to work with, and it can really, really help us get to the bottom of the things that we would like to heal. All right. So I would really recommend going to the 12 categories and really immersing yourself in them. There's everything that you could ever want to need is to be found in those 12 categories. Now, the 12 categories are a system that represent our heart, and they are the expressions of love, basically. That's what I like to call them. They're different expressions of love. And that's what we are. We are love. And we want to make sure that we have no blockages within us that keep us from feeling that love in all regards, and in all areas of our lives, right? So I would recommend go through them, see which one resonate with you. Perhaps you could do it more structured, just like Paul said earlier. You can go through all of them, perhaps starting with just 12 days of just the 12 categories, meaning you work on one category per day. If you can do 4 times a day, that's wonderful. If you could do more, even better. And you can do the healing codes, you could do trilogy, whatever resonates with you. So whatever you feel, you know, you feel most comfortable with, I would go with that, because the less stress you feel, the better. And usually we do see that people tend to gravitate to one more than another. Okay, so that's what I would suggest. And of course, if you have any other questions, Lily, please do reach out. And as far as the order, so if you're talking about trilogy, of course, there's a specific order, which, you know, I'm very happy to share with you. Now, as far as, you know, all these different tools that we have, if there's a specific order that we need to do them in, the answer is no. There's no specific order in which we have to use these different tools. It's completely up to you. Like I said, you could choose to work with 2 trilogies a day and then 2 healing codes, for example, or 6 heart screen meditations and 2 memory engineering processes. So it's really completely up to you. You can switch it around. You can kind of intuitively choose each day which one you would like to work with. Or of course, you can also stick to your favorite tool. So whatever you prefer, you can go ahead and do that. Now, as far as trilogy is concerned, in the specific order, of course, I can send you that order. All right. Okay, let me see. I think I have another question. All right, I'm going to read it. It's from Jim. Hi, Annika, Pat, and the rest of the Healing Codes community. This is Lori's husband, Jim, again. Oh, man. It is with sadness that I need to tell you that Lori passed away this Monday. This loss has shown me how powerful limiting beliefs can be. Lori had been working on a lifelong one. As soon as I get my weight, blood pressure, and diabetes under control, I will get sick and die. Both of us appreciate the caring and prayers that everyone has shown us. Thanks, Jim. Oh, Jim, I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm heartbroken. Lori is such a sweet soul. It was a joy to get to know her through this, through our Q&A, and she's been a great part. And I think she's been very enriching also, and very, she's been a wonderful part of this. And I think she's inspired a lot of people. So thank you for sharing that with us and for letting us know. I know that she's free of pain now, and she's in a wonderful place. My heartfelt condolences to you, Jim, and to your family. May God bless you and upkeep you during this time. I wish you a lot of peace and comfort and solace during this time. And if anybody would like to say a few words, perhaps to Jim, to express your condolences, please do come forward. I feel very sad to hear that Lori has passed on. But I appreciate that, Jim, that you've let us know. Lori has been a great part of our calls, and not just the calls, just, you know, the spirit of sharing with one another and to supporting one another. And it's been a pleasure knowing Lori in this way. So thank you for sharing that with us, Paul. And I wish you, my prayers will be with you and your family, and I hope that you will be comforted during this time. I'm going to open Patricia's line.
Okay. I think I'm so sorry to hear that as well. Is Lori's husband named Jim? Is that the name I think I got?
Yes, it's Jim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jim, I'm so sorry about to hear the news of Lori, but I wanted to mention, you know, we all know what a deep, deep faith she had in Jesus. And I mean, I heard such heartfelt connection from her when she would speak of her love for the Lord. And I can only say that she's has to be with him now. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure she's deeply, deeply comforted to be in his presence now, wholly and fully. Because yes. That meant so much to her. She had a real understanding and a real deep faith in the Lord. And I know that that will carry her through now. And I hope it carries you through too. The faith you both, I believe, from what Lori said, I gathered you both have a deep faith in God. And I wish you the deepest of condolences now. And also, I don't know if Linda is aware of this, because she was part of this, the conversations also between Lori and Healing Codes. And I don't know if she listens to these calls, and I'm not sure if Lori's email, if you are going to be using Lori's email. I know that Linda would like to know if she doesn't already. And maybe, yes. Even, I don't know if she may want to reach out to you, and I don't know if she can, if she doesn't have your email address. I don't know how to connect you with Linda, but.
I can definitely, I'm going to pass this on to Linda and the rest of our team. So, and because Lori has been a great part of our family, of our community. So
yes, she has. She yes. really has. She mm-hmm. was an essential part of the, and still is, really.
Exactly.
Her
yes.
spirit is always present.
Yeah.
It's a growing thing, you know, our journey forward in healing.
Yes.
It's not that we get all healed in one life and then that's it. We go, she'll always be part of this group. I just wanted to say that. And thank yes. you so much for sharing that, Jim. And it's good for us to know mm-hmm. it. Yeah. And to, you know, feel in our hearts that Lori is not on the same plane of existence with us, but she's in a good place. Mm-hmm. We know that.
Yes. Thank you, Patricia, for your mm-hmm. kind and wonderful words. And mm-hmm. and Jim, yeah, my heartfelt condolences. Thank you for letting us know and for being here and for being there for Lori. Okay. All right, everybody. I would like to give you another opportunity if anybody would like to share or say anything. Ask a question. Please come forward. I'm not sure, Patricia, I'm going to open your line again. I'm not sure if you raised your hand again or if it's been raised. I'm sorry.
I forgot to lower it last time.
Okay.
As long as I'm on, I just want to also add that Jim was very devoted, and I would like that to be acknowledged too. I got that from Lori too. And
yes,
you know, he did, I got the impression that he did a lot, you know, for Lori in showing his devotion. So I just wanted to acknowledge that.
Thank you. Thank you, Patricia.
She was lucky to have such a husband.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Okay, everybody. I don't think that we have any more questions. I would like to... again, share my love, and I would like to extend My blessings to you, Jim, and your family at this time, and we'll all keep you in our prayers and thoughts. And many, many, many blessings to all of you. Thank you, everybody, for being here, for being part of our Healing Codes community. It's a pleasure to have you. We value each and every one of you, and we do not take you for granted. It's wonderful to come together as a community and to support one another in this way. And thank you for sharing your energy as always, for doing the Healing Code. I know that each one is working on, you know, their own issues, but everybody benefits. So thank you, thank you, thank you for everybody. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for being here. And we'll be here again next time on Thursday in a week from now. And my co-host Linda is going to be here with you. She's also going to be on video in our new format. So thank you, everybody, for being here, and see you next time. Bye-bye.